Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
All right, before we get into today and today's activities and announcement that we teased last week, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it is what? Today is Wednesday. We got little over a week until someone is Mrs. J. Rubs.
Yes, we have 10 days, people.
So what else needs to happen? Because I know there's like a lot of stuff leading up, specifically because there's travel involved.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on your mind?
The amount of lists I have going is it hurts my brain, to be honest. It's a lot of like tedious little things that you want to get done and you'll randomly think about. So you have to like jot them down or whatnot. You know, for me, well, no, I can't even say that. You know, today, like, I'm meeting up with the girl who's going to do my makeup, and we're going to try to find, like, the perfect lip color, because we don't exactly know what lip color I want to do.
Is she out of here, or is she down there?
No, she's here.
Oh, okay.
She's my friend, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Honestly, she's been probably, maybe besides my mom, the most helpful person in all of this, to be real. Yeah, she's been amazing. And she kind of has that eye for detail and that eye for
perfect.
This will go with this. Yeah, so I have to show her if my earrings are going to work. You know, there's like a lot of last minute things that you don't really think about, you know?
Right.
Yeah, J-Rubs doesn't have a pocket square yet. I figured out yesterday that he doesn't have an actual real piece of luggage. So we have to get, you know, like all of these things that I'm like, oh, and then I make a list for what we need to get at the store when we're down there. I make a list for what we're going to need in the actual like bridal suite. I make a list, you know, like there's
right.
So I just am afraid of forgetting anything. So I don't want to. So I have everything written down, but then I get very overwhelmed. I still have not written my vows. So it's just all of these things that I'm like, oh my God, I need to be like clear minded to get all of this together, but I'm just not clear-minded at all because I'm all over the place. But hopefully, for the most part, we have the main things done.
That's so exciting, though.
Oh, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. You know, like, I don't think I've ever felt how I'm feeling, especially like 10 days before something. Like, every day it gets more exciting, but kind of like, it's like an anxious excitement,
okay.
You know? Yeah, it's wild. It's like, you know, my dad said what my new last name's going to be. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I know this is like the most like normal event in someone's life, pretty much. Like so many people do this. But once you're in it, at least for me, because my emotions are like always so intense, whether it's good or bad, it's just wild. It's been wild. It's been, you know, and then of course you think of like on the other side of it, like, oh my gosh, if I do change my last name, then I'm going to have to go to the banks, then I'm going to have to go to the passport, then you think of all, and you're like, this sounds like such a big headache. Like, I'll deal with it after the actual marriage. But yeah, so 10 days, whether I'm ready or not, it's happening.
Hey, when do you fly out?
We fly out in 5 days.
Is it Tuesday?
We fly out Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's where it's also like, okay, yes, we have 10 days total, but really we have to get all of our ducks in a row in 5 days.
I mean, you do have all your lists for things that you need to get while you're there.
Correct.
So luckily, at least you could split those up. And so it feels maybe, hopefully, less daunting thinking my lists or my tasks to do before we leave is only half as big.
Yeah.
Now.
And then I just have to remember specifically everything we have to do down there. Like, oh, yes, we have to pick up a marriage license. That's really important.
A little bit.
Right? Like little things like that. Like, oh, yeah, okay, let me write this down so we don't forget, because this, I mean, that could be, you know, not a deal breaker, but like we wouldn't be legally married if we didn't have that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So those things come to my mind randomly, like when I'm trying to fall asleep or I'll have a dream about something and I'll be like, oh, I have to write this down. So
that's like my brain all the time.
Yeah.
About dumb things that don't actually matter. Yours at least matter.
It's exhausting. And, you know, my guy is a procrastinator at its finest.
Okay.
And I kind of knew that, you know, before all this. And I would always have to tell myself, Sarah, don't stress, because he always gets it done. Right.
That's
awesome. You know, it's his timeline, but he always gets it done. Mm-hmm. But in something like this, bitch, you need to be less procrastinating because
I just remember he has ADHD too.
Yeah.
That is, it's called the, that's the motivator. That is what gets, it's like a thing. Like the most motivating thing for a person with ADHD is a time crunch.
Well, yeah, but what is a time crunch? Because to me, even like a month ago, it was a time crunch. Like, oh, babe, we have like a month out. That, to me, that's a time crunch. Now we're like, it's like almost, there's no time. It's almost not even a time crunch. It's like, there's no time.
I'm not excusing him. I'm just like, oh, I relate.
But I'm like, will the time crunch set in? Like, should it have set in yet? Or will it like the weekend? Because then he'll realize this is the last weekend.
I think once he like gets, especially if like he has this piece of luggage out and it's like, okay, that needs to be filled. Start kind of like showing him these are the like, that is a task. And all the tasks that go and connect with that, mother effer, get it done.
Yeah, and I'll be like, here's the list of all the things you still don't have. Okay, you have to get it. You have to go out and get it to fill your suitcase today.
Do you need me to, do you want to borrow one of my giant whiteboards and just put it up in there and just, this is the giant whiteboard. You must follow everything on
this.
Yes,
here are your tasks. Now take your Adderall and please complete. Leave this room until they are done.
And you cross them off the list so you feel, you get that dopamine hit and you just keep going.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, partially me trying to have my brain and, you know, make everything organized, and then me trying to also calm BJ the F down, which has been a whole other thing.
Oh, God, no.
And then me also trying to wrangle J-Rubs to focus and realize that we're getting close. It's, you know, it's a lot for me, y'all.
A little bit. So what is, okay, what is your plan? Like, once the vows, everything, the rings on the finger, you kiss and everything, we party it up. Do you think you'll be able to relax, or do you think that's just going to be hitting you for the next few days?
I think, honestly, I think it's going to be probably hitting me for sure. So we get married on Saturday. I think I'll be still crazy and like adrenaline on Sunday.
Okay.
For sure. I'm really hoping I can kind of chill out Sunday night, you know,
okay.
But honestly, when I went to Miami for my bachelorette party, I was a nut for like 4 days straight, like barely any sleep, like
while
adrenaline.
While there or after?
While there.
Okay.
So then, yeah. So when I got home, well, my body was like, F you, I'm going to get you hella sick. So that's how it was like, now you have to relax. But I'm really hoping, like, because then Sunday, like, okay, we got married. Everyone's kind of winding down. Some people are leaving. Some people are still there, but it won't be nearly as, like, crazy woohoo. So I'm really hoping, like, I don't know, dude, but then it's all, but then you have the temptation of it's Vegas. I'm always crazy in Vegas.
Does your hotel, I'm assuming, has a pool and everything. Is that something you like to do when you go to Vegas, like for one of the days?
Usually no.
Oh, okay.
Usually, you know, I have a lot of friends who are like, okay, Sunday night, like I'm planning on going to the spa. Like, Sarah, you should do a spa. I've never been like, go on vacation and like, go to the spa, or like, you know, like that's never been, unless I know it's like that specific vacation that you're just gonna lay out on the beach or lay out on, but like this is like Vegas, like there's so much to do, there's so much to see, there's, you know, so I don't know if I'm gonna have like, I can just chill and relax.
So
now,
when people, okay, because I get like, there's two different definitions of when people say spa, like you can go get spa treatments,
right?
Or some people just call like a steam room the spa.
Yeah.
So which one are you referring to?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get in a steam room or get a massage.
Okay, because for me, like when I go on any vacation, if there's a pool, I just want to swim. I just want to like get in the water because I love swimming and I love being in water. But I honestly don't remember the last time I went swimming. Like I went floating last year.
Oh,
but that's not really swimming because the deepest the water goes is like to my belly. That's not really swimming.
Yeah, we'll see if there's like, if it has to be a good time and like the certain amount, the right vibe to go to the pool for me. So we'll see.
Fair enough.
Plus, a lot of times too, I don't want to get my hair wet. Girls, you understand. I
know,
just washed it.
Pull it all up.
Yeah.
Have it, like, I could just imagine like a tiara just hanging in there, just all those different glitter things.
Oh,
I'm assuming you're getting a tiara or a sword.
I'm not. I'm going to wear, I wore so many tiaras for all my other events. I'm wearing just like a little hair piece in my hair. But I heard it does get very tangled and brides have had to actually cut it out before. So I expect myself to be showing up to brunch still wearing that.
Is there at any point you would like me to help you at night to remove it and keep it in a safe place?
I might have you be at brunch trying to help me remove it.
Fair enough. Well, okay, I figured this out because originally my plan was leaving because I couldn't get a cheaper flight, my only option was to leave Monday night.
Oh,
at 8. So I had to get a hotel room for another night because everyone in, like, I'm bunking with two gals. One's one of your friends, Shay, and then Kira's a gal we met at Radio Boot Camp.
Yeah, what's up, Kira?
So it'd be the three of us, which I think is awesome because I love both their energies.
Right.
And so they were going to be leaving. So I was going to get a hotel room from just by my lonesome. And it was kind of a bummer because I'd have to be out by 11. Everyone's going to be gone Monday. And
there's so,
so
many people not being gone Monday. I'm not
really
going to be gone Monday. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. But like everyone else I was talking to, like that I know, were leaving pretty like pretty quickly. And I was like, okay, well, I'll be there Monday all by myself. And someone's like, well, you know, you sure? And I looked it up because it was only gonna, it was gonna be like a couple hundred dollar difference, and because it's so close, I was able to change it to leave Sunday instead.
Oh,
and it was only $14 more. As opposed
to not bad at all for Sunday.
As opposed to spending $100.
Yeah. What time are you leaving on Sunday?
10
in the morning,
something like that. Yeah.
Oh, so you're not going to the brunch?
I don't think I can now.
Well, no,
I
literally, the brunch isn't until 11:30.
Yeah, it literally just was the only one.
Well, then you can't help me with my hair.
I'll help you with your hair at night because I don't plan on sleeping at all.
Oh, really? You plan on going as hard as me and being awake till then?
Well, I'm not saying hard as in drinking all night, as hard as you, because I will kill myself. I plan like that was kind of like what I did at Rev's wedding. I stayed up pretty much all night, went back. I think we slept for like an hour. And
that was a long time ago, though.
Yes. My trick for that. They are legal. You can get them anywhere. Walmart, Target, gas stations. But they're caffeine pills.
Oh, yeah.
And those I keep popping them at the recommended amount, I should probably say.
Sure. It's probably like a 5-hour energy.
Something like that. But yeah. It just felt like I felt so much more awake.
You should take those all the time when you go out.
Yeah, I don't go out much.
That's why, because you get tired. Maybe you took these, you would.
But I don't go out much in the sense of I don't want to.
Oh, well, maybe this will give you a little pep in your step to want to.
Right.
So that's
my plan, is to stay up for a good portion of the night.
I have a feeling I'll probably stay up later than you, and you'll not want to come to my hotel room to get the thing out of my hair. I have a feeling you will not want to do that at like probably 6 in the morning.
As long as I leave everything pre-done in my hotel room, like,
oh,
packed.
Yeah, because what time do you have to, leave for the airport? Like, what, 8?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, God, that
like I said,
horrible.
But then I'll have all Sunday to recover and Monday. On top of that, I'm flying out of Everett, so that's much closer to my house.
I'd much rather take a night flight out than a morning flight out from Vegas.
I think I would have if I had somebody to go with me.
I couldn't even. I was so glad at my bachelorette party that our flight was later, because that morning,
I felt like
crap. I was going to swear.
That was me at my cousin's bachelorette party last year. Like, I was still hungover by the time we got on our plane.
Yeah, you may still be drunk going to the airport.
I'm so glad I'm not driving.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm mentally preparing myself for it.
Yes. And your liver and your body.
Yes. I've not had much to drink recently. And I've tried. I've tried preparing my liver. I'm like, oh, crap, you haven't really had. Like, even like a drink I haven't had. So I'm like, yesterday, I'm like, okay, have a cider. Like, let's prepare.
Were you already feeling the cider?
I made the mistake of eating. Because I was hungry.
Okay, so you weren't. No, that's good though.
Yeah. So I didn't feel the cider, but
if you're already feeling one cider, you're going to die.
No, okay. I wasn't that bad.
Okay, well, that's good.
I will try to pace myself, because we've learned when Vicky doesn't pace herself, crap goes downhill.
She pukes.
Yeah, I don't want to puke.
It's a bummer you're going to miss the brunch though, because that brunch is like famous. And you love food. So,
I do love food.
Yeah.
And like that was going to be perfect for the hangover.
Exactly.
But I was like, I can't. It's literally saving me $80 on top of the fact that I don't have to go by myself.
Oh my gosh. Whatever.
I don't know. It worked out better for me. That being said, I spent pretty much the last week and a half, 2 weeks feeling like hot garbage.
Aww.
So I have not finished a lot of my projects that I've had lingering. And I just found out a couple days ago that there is. It's called the Circle Pit Swap Meet.
Ooh, that sounds edgy.
Which is, I think it's Kevin Deers from Metal Shop. He's the one that puts it on. So it's
cool.
El Corazon, and they get a bunch of like music stuff, so like vinyls or other like cool like indie swap meet type market type people, and they just, it's a free event. You go in and it's free for the vendors, and you just set up a table and sell your stuff.
And you can sell like anything you want?
Yeah, I told Kevin, like, this is what I make and what I've done. And he's like, oh no, hell yeah, come on down. So I'm going to another market on Sunday.
Aww.
So because I haven't done anything in 2 weeks, I am like, get it done.
You still have a lot of stuff though, right?
Well, a lot of it I was looking through and I'm like, oh no, I'm good. A lot of it was like Christmas themed.
Oh.
So I literally have packed that all away for now.
Okay.
And like set that aside. And then I have a bunch of little things that I'm like, I need to do like two or three things to it. I just haven't done it yet. So it's literally just been, come on, finish painting.
Do you have enough like stuff made?
I think I have, at this point, yes.
So now you're just like nitpicking what you've already made, yes, to make it better. Got
it. Not necessarily what I've already made. I have like five things. Like, so what I've been doing lately, I've been buying like, you know, those little Jesus or cherub angels you get, like you see at thrift stores all the time.
Oh, yeah.
People just get rid of that they randomly had in their grandma's house or whatever.
It's like on their mantle or something.
So I've been getting a bunch of those and I've been painting them to look really like death metal vibes.
That sounds perfect for the swap meet.
Right. But when it comes to some of their faces, I've done them and redone them over and over again. And I'm still not, like, I'm nitpicking that. So I'm like, it's done. I just need to finish the face.
Oh, like you don't like the face?
Yeah.
How it looks?
Yeah. And there was one time where I did remove the entire face and I have not gotten it to look that nice again.
Why?
Oh, I'm so mad at myself. You know what I did? It's because I was trying to paint, I messed up a little bit, so I was trying to repaint it. I grabbed the wrong color, and then I'm like, well, screw it, I'll just repaint the whole thing, and I hated the way it looked. Ooh. So I had to clean it all off.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So it's just like a bunch of those little details. I did spray a bunch yesterday, like sealed them.
Oh, okay, so they're done.
Yeah, I think I have like two or three more that I'm finishing up.
Well, and you have what, 3-4 days?
Couple days, yeah.
Yeah, to finish.
Mm-hmm.
What's the time for the flea market?
The flea market, it's going to be at El Corazon this Sunday, March 12th at noon to 5.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good timing.
But I think the load-in and stuff starts at 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is great because I've learned from the last marketplace I did, yeah, you think, oh, yeah, an hour's enough. Like, if you're trying to set up, make everything fit and look nice.
I was like, I wouldn't even have thought that.
No.
No.
I'm like, oh, no, it's just putting things on the table. It's fine. Nope.
No, you got to make it look good.
Right? Especially because some of my stuff is like my crazy crowns.
Oh, right.
So it's like setting them up. And of course, all the tables were super close to each other. And like people kept bumping into my crowns, like ladies next to me. I gave them my chair, like, oh, you need an extra chair. Have an extra chair. And they kept bumping into them and like knocking them over. I'm like, thanks.
Well, because El Corazon's kind of like a small spot, mm-hmm, too. So.
I don't know how many vendors are going.
Oh, or how much stuff to bring.
Yeah, or who I'm going to definitely borrow my dad's SUV. I'm going to bring my trick is that I have like a rolling rack. So I put everything in containers. I pull the rack out of the truck or the SUV and put the containers on there, roll it in, and then just organize it on the table.
And you do it all by yourself?
The last two times, yes.
Damn, girl. You need like a little helper.
Right?
A little elf helper. Help you do it all.
If somebody wants to hang out with me at El Corazon.
Noon to 5 this Sunday.
Well, 10 to 5 if I'm loading up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Come at 10. Come ready to work.
No, but I'm excited, but it's nice to get back into doing stuff because I haven't been able to. And I feel like these are going to be so fun. I just want to see people's reactions, too.
Well, and you love selling your stuff. Right. So, yeah. And you haven't done a market or whatever in a few months.
Yeah, in a couple months.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little less stressful for me, I guess, because in the last few times I'm like, oh, I want to sell at least a certain amount so I can cover the cost of the table.
Yeah.
And this is free for vendors, so...
Yeah, right.
Feel better.
Yeah, you don't have to have like a goal or something.
No. Like, it's just like, hey, let me just chat with people. And I feel like there'll probably be a lot of people I've known or met along the way in the music.
And Kevin will be there, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it'll be good to see him.
Well, yay.
I think he'll like some of my figurines.
Maybe he'll be your first customer.
Yay. That sounds dirty the way you said it.
And I was going to say custy, you know? I changed it.
No, not that. What we're doing, girl.
No? Okay.
But I'm excited. Your wedding's going to be off the hook.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be a crazy next 10 days.
Yes, it is.
I did want to bring up a few things I've saw on the internet.
Okay.
Memes or other sorts. And I thought this was really cute. And it kind of got me thinking, like, what is something like you do that you didn't get to do as a kid, but you now do as an adult to satisfy that that feeling you had when you were a kid. And I'll read it. What this person wrote. It's Mad Queen Sarah.
Oh, is actually hello. What this person. Yes.
This is from a couple years ago. But I really like what they said. It says, if you're an adult, do the stuff you couldn't as a kid. Like me and my sister went to a museum and they had an extra exhibit of butterflies, but it cost $3, so we sighed and walked past. Then we stopped. We each had $3. We could go see the butterflies, and we did, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And we followed it up with ice cream as well because mom and dad weren't there to say no. I was driving back from a work trip with two other people in their early 20s, and we drove past a McDonald's, and one of them went, oh, man, I'd love a McFurry.
A McFurry?
McFlurry. And the guy driving pulled into the drive-thru, and it was wild, and it was great. I went to the park over the weekend. I was thinking, man, I'd love to hire one of those bikes and cycle around the park. It took me a few minutes to go, wait, I can hire one of those bikes. I guess what I'm saying is those impulsive things you wanted to do as a kid, see the dinosaur exhibit, play in the fountains with other kids, lie in the shade for 2 hours, you can do when you're an adult. You have to deal with a whole lot of other bull, but at least you can indulge your inner 8-year-old.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, that's like, I realize I do a lot of that with my little brother.
Like you just say, F it, let's do it?
Yeah.
You say no.
Oh, no. I say yes way too much. Lately, I've had to curve it.
Yeah, that's why he, like, doesn't want to leave you.
Yes.
You're fun Auntie Vicky.
But, like, even my parents do it, and my brother, my other brother does it as well. And I'm Sissy Vicky. I'm a sissy.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Sissy Vicky. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a sister. But, like, at the store, we went to, like, the dollar store.
Oh, I love the dollar store.
It has so much cute stuff for anything. And like, yeah, I had to go yesterday to pick up something. And I was like, all right, dude, you get one toy. Like, that is a special treat for coming with me on this errand. And so he'd be like, I want this toy, too. I'm like, nope. Between this one and this one, which one do you want? Like, he still gets a treat, but he only gets one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I want a snack. Let's get a snack. So do you want crackers? Do you want chips? What do you want? So you got to pick out his treat too, like a snack.
Cute.
So it's like those little things. Like, I remember being a kid and even actually a teenager. And when my dad stopped working so much and we'd have, I call it like dad and daughter time, but it was very something simple. Like, hey, my dad have to go to the grocery store. Do you want to come with me? And I'd go with him to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Or the gas station or something like that. And it was just my favorite thing because it was just me and him hanging out. I'd maybe get a treat, maybe get some chips or candy or whatever. And so that's one of my favorite memories. And I try to do that with him too. It's like, oh, I really want some chicken nuggets. I'm like, you know what? Me too. Let's go get some chicken nuggets. Want to go to McDonald's? Wow. Let's go through the drive-thru.
We also call that being spoiled, Vicky.
But then I also, it's called me being a fatty. I love me some chicken nuggets. I'm like, that's a good idea. We should do that.
Blame it on the kid. You're like, no, I really want a Crunchwrap. Hey, little brother, don't you want a Crunchwrap? Oh, you do? Okay. Oh,
he's all about them chicken nuggets right now. That is his jam. Chicken nuggets and spaghetti and or lasagna. Those are like his favorite meals.
Lasagna's so random.
Well, we do the like Costco lasagnas. And so he's like, I don't want that. I'm like, dude, it tastes like spaghetti. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, once he tried it.
Damn, y'all are making homemade lasagna?
No, we get that Costco guy and you get tuna pack. You put it in the microwave for like.
Easy.
Yeah. 20 minutes. Yeah, you're good. But what is like one of those impulse things now that you're older that you'll do? Like, hey, look, this event or whatever. Maybe like we couldn't do it when we were a kid. Now that you.
Well, the first thing, of course, that comes to food. I always think like, oh, my gosh, I wish I could just like buy a chocolate cake and just eat the whole thing in one sitting. And then I think, wait a second. I can do that.
No one's stopping me.
No. Yeah. Like no one's going to like. Yeah. No one's reprimanding me. No one says I can't. No one, you know.
Oh, wait. But I have chocolate cake at the house now. Thank you for reminding me. I have cake.
But then I'm like, oh, man, that was going to bring me a stomach ache. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't, but I could.
And so when you have those moments of
freedom,
you're like, you know what? Screw it. I am going to buy myself that little carton of ice cream or.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat a cupcake for breakfast.
Well, I mean, I do that all the time when I'm like the weekend. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't have anything planned, yo, I will not wake up until I freaking want to wake mm-hmm. up. I was going to swear again. You know what I mean? Like if there's no alarm, you know, because when you're like when you're younger, you either have like an activity to do or your mm-hmm. parent, you have to go out with your parents or your parents like don't want you sleeping till noon because you're wasting the day away,
which is stupid.
Yeah. So they like make you get up. For whatever freaking reason, or there's chores to do, or, you know, and like now I'm like, no, I'll do my laundry at 5 p.m. And like, I'm not gonna wake up and do this. I'm not gonna wake up and back. I am going to sleep in as long as my body and mind want me to sleep in. Okay.
That's so nice.
So that, and that's something I'm like,
you indulge in.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
See, I'm trying to think, like, there's like other little things like watching TV like late.
I love that. Or like, yeah, or watching TV in my room and also like eating in my room. Those are two, like, because I never would eat and I still don't unless I'm not feeling well. But even when I was sick and I would eat in my bed, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like this is not like I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
But in reality, like, well, my parents aren't going to know. They're not going to care. And they're not the one sleeping in what might be a crumb-filled bed. Right. Like, they're not the one sleeping in it. They're not the one cleaning it. So it's really none of their business, as long as you don't get ants. But when the hell do you ever get ants? I think that's a lie.
Oh, no. I like, depending on where you live, you can get a lot of ants, like, based on where the house, like, my house gets ants, like, my neighborhood. So I get, I have the pest control guy come out every quarter.
So there could be, like, ants in your, like, bed because of food? That'd be, that'd be so,
So when my folks lived with me for a little while when they were, like, in that transition trying to, like, they sold their house and they were buying a new house.
Yeah.
And so my brother, he was sleeping in my office, so he had his mattress there, and so he woke up with some on him. Yeah.
Is that because he, like, he would eat food in his mattress?
I don't know.
I just hate that visual of, like, ants crawling all over you.
I literally went through, put all the, like, traps down. I vacuumed up all the carpets on top of, like, cleaning it with what is it called? The carpet cleaner.
Yeah. Well, because if ants or something were, like, an issue, then I probably would never eat in bed because I do not want them crawling all over.
But literally, like, because the guy comes by every quarter, like, every couple months, and, like, sprays up all around my house. Like, I've only seen in, like, the last year, like, one spider.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's everything.
That's even spiders.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, and there was one my roommate randomly found, and she took care of it because she's more of a man than me.
Your little pansy when it comes to spiders.
Yes. But I even, like, when, I think it was, like, last summer, it's like, hey, is there anything you want me to take out? Are you noticing anything especially you want me to take care of? I'm like, could you take care of, like, you know, when you start seeing the little spider nests?
Oh, the webs?
Like, the webs and the little nests starting for, like, the summertime. Ooh. I'm like, can you take care of that for me? He's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Absolutely.
And
he should. That's what he's there for.
Like, you know me, I'm like asking people for help and stuff, and so he definitely, like, cleaned it all off for me so I didn't have to deal with it. Oh, it was so worth the money.
Oh, I bet.
It's like $50 a month and I don't see any bugs in my house.
That's good
for the occasional, like, fruit flies, but that's because of my stupid plants.
Get rid of those plants, they're not worth the fruit flies.
No. Yep. I'm that's a whole thing that's probably gonna happen either today or tomorrow.
To get rid of your plants?
No, I'm going to basically,
I was like, oh my gosh, are you going to kill them? What are you going to do?
No. Not get rid of
your
my plants.
You're a plant killer, Vicky.
No, I am repotting all of them. So you take out all the old soil and you put the new soil and stuff. So the problem was when I did the old soil, I did it wrong. They say coffee grounds are really good for your plants.
Yeah.
And I had my roommate, because she drinks, I don't really drink, like, I don't make coffee at home, so she has her little French press. So we've been saving all her grounds. I save them all, and instead of mixing it in the soil, I just put it on top, not thinking about it.
Okay.
And that caused the fruit flies.
Oh.
And, like, a little bit of the mold, because the grounds were still a little wet.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, so you're supposed to mix it in.
So all your plant soil is moldy now?
Some of them were. I've cleaned it out since, but I still get the fruit fly sometimes. So I have to go in and clean it all, and it's just, I have a lot of plants.
Are these plants really worth it?
At this point, with the amount of time and money and effort I've spent on this, yes. Otherwise,
so, like, no, besides all the money?
Yes, it's like, I have to.
Do they look, like, pretty? Like,
they do look nice. There's some that need a little bit more love. You can definitely tell they need a bigger pot. But there's some, like, that are growing, like, they're trailing up. I'm getting so excited.
Do you feel like the oxygen is helping your mind and life and soul and spirit, and how everyone says plants, like, you know, are so great for you
nowadays? I don't know if it's the oxygen that's in my house. I think it's just the idea of, like, taking care of something and watching it flourish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's, like, nice. Like, hey, look, it got this big, or look how happy it looks.
And you're then, like, I kind of helped create that, sort of.
Yeah, I took care of it. And then we just ignore the other ones that did not make it.
Yeah, we don't talk about them.
Like orchids. Orchids are such bitches.
Don't they last forever?
They're such sensitive bitches.
Uh-huh.
Like, they could.
I had two orchids that, like, wouldn't die.
Oh, no, yeah. These, like, I'm like, oh, you know what? You look like you need a new pot. Let me get you something bigger. I did everything by the book, sterilized, put everything you're supposed to do, and then, like, a week or two later, it's like, you.
Damn, yeah. Passionate about those plants.
Specifically orchids. They're such bitches.
See, I'm like, just get some fake plants that are already beautiful and blossomed and just pretend that they're real and you did it.
Okay.
Would that be different?
So is there ever anything that has been said on like TV, specifically like reality TV?
Reality TV.
Right? That somebody said that you kind of like, does it matter? No. Am I ever going to meet them? No. So are they going to judge me? No, because they don't know me. But you still take it to heart and you're like, what if they judge me? So do you know who Joanna Gaines is?
No.
She does the like, what the heck is it called? Like the... Not flip. It's the one where the people find a house, they buy it, and they hire Joanna and her husband Chip to flip it and change it up.
Oh, and then sell it?
They don't sell it. That's just where their home is.
Oh,
so they get like a really crappy looking house, really cheap, and the extra money they have left over goes into the repairs and like doing something like that fits their family's needs.
Okay.
And so she does a lot of the interior decorating and design, like architecture, all that stuff, and. Her husband's the construction guy, and that's their business. They make a crap ton of money.
I bet.
Between the shows and the books and the Target stuff. But I was reading, it's like things that Joanna Gaines says not to have in your house. And I read it, and one of them was fake plants. I was like, oh.
Is that the only one that stuck with you?
Yeah, I don't remember the other ones. But I'm just like,
very well, maybe other ones you have in your house that you're just like, right. Didn't stick with you.
And I'm just like, but like, and I like the idea. I'm like, fake plants are perfect. Like, there's a lot of fake plants here that you couldn't tell are fake.
Sure,
at work.
Nope.
But I don't.
That's why I was like, is it worth all? Why I was wondering if the oxygen really helps, and that's why. The real plants is worth all this money and struggle and stuff.
I'll just lie to myself and say yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, because fake plants are pretty and some you can't tell because they're so good at being fake.
But funny enough, I'm like looking for like the other thing I was going to read. And the first picture that pops up is a gal who I follow, an artist. It's like Happy International Women's Day. And it's her like holed up in her house with all her plants.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's funny and random. But I mean, have you ever had anything like somebody said and like you kind of like what maybe you're not even reality show, but like it kind of stuck. You're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. Don't wear white after Labor Day. Or...
I mean, obviously don't wear white at any type of wedding gatherings.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I do a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't approve of or would think are tacky or, you know what I mean? Like, like I would, you know, like red Solo cups. Like I have no problem if those are at every party, but my friend is like, absolutely not. We are not
friend is this?
Like the one who, like my bridal shower, right? Like I'm like, we can have red Solo cups. It doesn't matter. Oh no, we have to have champagne flutes, which mind you are way freaking cuter, you know? But like, I don't know. I'm so like, whatever. As long as you can drink out of it, it doesn't matter what looks like.
And you can buy like pink Solo cups.
Yeah, well, these were pink, sparkly champagne flutes, so...
That got thrown away anyways.
They all get thrown away, yeah.
Side note, did you know that's more of an American thing?
What?
Solo cups?
I'm so not surprised. It seems like a very... Like, it seems like Texas invented them or something.
Right.
Like, just kegs.
Red Solo cup.
I fill you up. Yeah.
It's time to party. I like reading those lists, like things that people from other countries find surprising or discover when they come to the United States for the first time. They're like ranch on everything.
Oh.
Everything, like the meals are so much bigger. Everyone smiles at you. Maybe not in Seattle.
Not Seattle.
No, not Seattle. But everyone, like they're not used to, I think it's in Germany. Somebody's like, in Germany, like, let's say you're paying for your groceries and you're like, oh, hey, how's your day going? Or getting a coffee. And you just say that to the barista or the cash register person. Like, hey, how's your day going? They don't do that. They don't even do the small talk. Like, that's like so weird to them.
Oh, everyone's just quiet?
Yeah, everyone's like,
oh.
And specifically in other certain countries, like, I think Germany and I think Norway.
I feel like sometimes around here, people are shocked, like, when you say ask how their day is going. Yeah. Like, it just happened to J Rubs and I. We were at the Apple store and we asked the person, like, helping our order or whatever, you know, how they talk to you and then they wait for someone to bring your order out to them. And we're like, hey, he's asked how her day was going. And she was like, thank you so much for asking. It's good. Like, she was shocked that we cared or asked about her day. And I was like, that's so sad.
Right. I had something like that once too. I think I remember specifically it was at a Goodwill and I was looking for like a prom dress for a party or something. And the gal just had this and she was an older gal, maybe like mom, like our mom age. And she just looked super, like she had the resting bitch face, just super annoyed with the world. And while she was like looking for a stall for me to try stuff on in, and I'm like, so how's your day going? And she just, her mood completely changed. She just lit up. She's like, oh, you know, it's going. My shift's almost done. And it's like, we don't really stop and think about that sometimes as people. Like something as simple as like small talk or.
Well, and then like good for you for asking someone who looks like she's upset, because that could have opened the floodgates.
I mean, if it does, like I am that kind of person that I attract when I go out or whatever. I'll ask somebody the right question, I guess, and they will tell me their entire life story.
That could either be a blessing or a curse.
I mean, it's interesting because I'm like, I'm not involved in it, so this is like soap opera stuff to me.
Or you could also be like, okay, shut up now, I gotta go. Yeah. So sorry.
It's like, oh, cool, yeah, no, your ex-husband does sound like a crap, you know, crap head.
Yeah. glad I wasn't married to him.
But going back to the like what's different in other countries or what's weird in America when people come to the United States for the first time, and it's red solo cups. Somebody came and they're like, oh my God, you really do have them. Or I've seen pictures of America themed parties in other countries and they have the red solo cups and they're like, oh my God, I found these.
And, well, and it's like, well, I was thinking like, okay, if you're at a party in Germany or wherever, what do you have your booze in? Because, I mean, honestly, I can imagine, like, the French or someone like hoity-toity having literally, like, all glassware for people.
Right.
But that is so much glassware that's, like, dangerous, you know? What if everything breaks and stuff? Or, I guess, wine glasses, that's, like, one thing. But if you're having, like, a beer out of a keg, what do you put it in? Like a styrofoam cup or what? And I also, like, some parties here, like, they have the see-through. Mm-hmm. Like cups,
the plastic clear ones.
I don't like them. I don't want people to know how much I got in my drink. I don't want people to know what I got in my drink. Just let me have my red solo cup so that no one can see.
I think the only time that's okay is if it's champagne you're cheersing to, or if you're at a party with a bunch of people you don't know. That way you can see if something's in your drink, whether it's, you know, a roofie or a dead bug.
I thought you were gonna say a dead body. I was like, damn.
In your little
cup. That's a tiny ass body.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's any like info on what other people do it, because someone's like, it's a novelty in Europe, the red solo cups, because it's like an American thing.
I love that it's an American thing. It's so, I feel like it fits us perfectly.
Yeah, and people are asking about it, like, what do they really use for aside from drinking, like beer pong? Duh.
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea.
I guess somebody from Germany says everyone can order them, but they just want to create a lot of garbage and beer shall not be drunk out of plastic. Oh, you know what? Yeah, in Germany, it's a disgrace to beer culture where every type of beer has its own glass. Every style of beer has its own glass.
Oh.
So to drink it out of a plastic cup is disgraceful to them, I guess.
Wow, it's probably like really fancy winos too.
Winos and beer. Yeah. Because, you do have like, what are they called? The schooner glasses. There's like
all different kinds.
That makes sense.
Okay. Germany, that's a lot though.
Another person from Germany says, we use smaller white cups, but they're only used for hard booze anyways. So, okay.
Okay. If you put the hard booze in the small cups, and then
somebody from Austria says, like, I'd rather say that they're mostly used for children's birthday parties back in the 80s and 90s.
The red solos?
No, the plastic ones, the white ones.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh yeah, huh? I remember those because they're little enough. So where you pour the soda for the kids, you don't have to worry about them over drinking soda.
Yeah, or spilling it everywhere.
Yeah. It says, in serving beer in the wrong glass is a bannable offense. Number 5 on the Belgium Reddit. So you're lucky you didn't ask the question in our neck of the woods. That's funny.
I mean, I knew they were serious about their beer. I didn't know they were that serious.
Isn't that crazy?
I would probably not fit in very well with Germany because I am not a beer drinker.
I also love like reading or watching videos of like how people can tell if you're American in other places.
Oh.
And one gal, like she does these little skits of like her interactions with people in France. Like she speaks French fairly fluently and sometimes she'll forget, but she tries to blend in so people don't think she's a dumb American.
Yeah.
And so the person at their cash register is like, you're American, aren't you? How could you tell? It's like your smile. Americans have a thing with big white teeth. like big smiles, like white smiles.
Really?
Like a fascination to where we see it. Like every other person feel like is getting veneers.
Oh.
So, but like in general, like we brush our teeth, like have like whitening strips and this and that. Like we have a big focus on keeping our
and
smiles nice.
Not anywhere else besides
you know why
America?
I think it is? I think it's because there's more smoking in European countries. And so their teeth are probably just a little bit more yellow in
general. You know,
general.
I'll take that. If they know because my teeth are white and beautiful, okay. Call me an American. That's fine.
So I just think it's funny. Like root beer, I think, is only really a thing here, too. Because like everyone I've talked to, they're like, yeah, we've never had. My dad thinks it tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
What?
Yeah, he does not like root beer. My grandfather loves it.
He thinks root beer tastes minty. Pepto-Bismol is like minty.
Really? Because I think it does. It tastes minty-esque. Like that after flavor is something different. It's just Pepto-Bismol after flavor.
What?
Oh, Jesus. Huh? I typed in American parties in Europe, and it's American pie party in Europe. There's a stripper, and a guy's face is somewhere. Oh, that's what that's good. Okay.
In a pie?
Mm-mm, yep. Maybe something else, not
that's
a pie.
A lucky pie.
Yeah. Just, oh, crap. I totally forgot what I was thinking of because I just have this stupid image in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think, yeah, it'd be interesting to hear what other people say. So anyway, listening, I know Caesar's probably listening. You've been to many a places in the world because you're a lucky bastard.
I know, right? That wife you got.
Mm. I'm like, does she need a sugar baby? Not you, her. I'm just kidding. Maybe.
No, she's not.
But what things have you noticed? Like, can they tell you're American or is there like a misconception?
Yeah.
And like also just like reading up as well, like what things are not okay publicly.
Oh.
In like certain places and stuff. Like I think it's in Japan, it's very rude to like point with your finger.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy that there are so many like different, which could get you in trouble if you don't know.
Right. And even like certain hand signals like, oh, you know, like, hey, you know, you think you're doing the peace sign. But if you're doing the peace sign showing the back of your hand to somebody in England, that means F you.
Oh,
this is the equivalent of the middle finger. Yeah. So if you like peace, you know, where you see your thumb and everything on this side, that's cool. But you show the back of your hand, that means F you.
I wonder if the front means peace.
I think it does.
Oh, that's funny though.
Because I looked
like
it up. Yeah. It's like peace, F you.
That's funny. Oh, that's cool.
And I think even like showing like big teeth smile in like certain Asian countries is usually like rude or just not done.
Maybe a little creepy.
Or even like I remember I had this from like elementary school to high school. And I don't remember her name, but she was a substitute teacher that I saw all my life. And she would remember all of us somehow. And she would talk about how she was like part Vietnamese and how in Vietnam, like when you eat your food, like specifically soup and stuff, you slurp.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. That's like a good thing in some cultures.
Yeah, like burping and slurping. And if you're not, that it means that you didn't like the food.
Meanwhile, if like my fiance does that, I'm like, you're slurping. Can you not? Oh, I don't know why. Like, we find it so annoying, but in other cultures, they like love it. Like, why are we trained to think it's, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's interesting.
Like, different things in different cultures. Let's see what we, like, cultural traditions. Like, I also know, like, if the number 4, I think in China, is bad luck.
Oh, interesting. Kind of like our, what's our bad luck? 7?
13.
Or is that, 13. Yeah, 13.
Lucky 7, 13's bad.
Thank you.
It says, if you have a Russian business associates or friends, be careful of the flowers you give them. Avoid flowers with yellow colors as they represent breakup of a relationship or deceit.
Ooh, like if someone cheated on someone, they get their significant other yellow flowers to say sorry?
I guess. Or like they did something wrong. Or red carnations are taboo as well because these are the flowers presented to veterans who survived the war and on their graves for those who have left this earth.
Wow.
So you're like, oh, here's a cute red carnation. Oh, geez. No.
No, I cannot accept this.
Let's see. In China, be careful what you give your Chinese colleagues. Some things that are not good gifts is a clock. Its name in Chinese sounds like a certain word, which or funeral rite, because it could be meant as time is running out for you or life or your relationship can end. So don't give somebody a clock, I guess.
Jeez. Oh, my. So that'd be like the worst wedding gift for someone is what you're saying.
Especially if it's like even if it's a cool clock. Don't do it. There's other Chinese superstitions like if you give friends flowers, avoid white because they're associated with ghosts and death.
What in the world?
as in the United States, it means, you know, purity and innocence. And same with flowers with thorny stems. Those aren't good gifts as well. A handkerchief is not a good gift because it sounds like a farewell greeting. In Chinese, it sounds like a farewell greeting. An umbrella, offering or giving your Chinese friend or colleague an umbrella is a subtle hint of ending a relationship. You can share your umbrella, but you have to take it back with you.
What?
So offering it or giving it to them. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Gifts that come in fours. The number four is associated with death.
Oh, you're right.
Straw sandals or shoes can also be mean to me that you want to part ways. In a green hat, green is considered lucky by some people, but it's the color because it's the color of money. But for Chinese people, a green hat means that the wife is being unfaithful.
Dude, there are a lot of little sneaky ways to either like break up with someone or tell someone you're cheating on them.
Right. This is interesting. Don't ask for salt when dining in Egypt.
But I love salty things.
I do too. I always want salt. Even if your food is perfectly salted, I love salt. Side note, don't like, they can also tell if you're American in other countries when you ask for ice. They don't put ice in their sodas, or they don't really drink soda with their meals like we do here.
They drink wine.
They drink wine or water, and their water never comes with ice. And so you have to ask for it. And if you're lucky,
that'd be tough for me because I love ice.
Same. Like they'll give you a cube. I did that when I went once, and I'm like, okay, that's
they give
not
you
enough.
One cube.
It's hot out. I definitely want ice water. It's hot.
But that's so petty. They're like, okay, and just give you one. I love that.
It's like, oh, why would we do that? But it's in many cultures like the United States, it's all right to ask for salt to add to your food. But if you're dining with friends and colleagues in Egypt, keep in mind to avoid asking for salt. It is taken as an insult to the host, as Egyptians take it to mean that you're repulsed by the taste of the meal served to you.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. some people do get offended if like you're at a homemade meal and you put salt or pepper on it.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, did I not season it enough?
I had a boyfriend when I was like 18, and his parents are like super rich, kind of waspy vibes, but like Pacific Northwest wasp.
So a little hippie.
A little bit. Yeah. They got the what do they call it? The
polo?
The flannels and the.
Oh, they're probably really expensive flannels.
Yes. Very expensive, you know. Pacific Northwest crunchy vibe, but they love the really expensive stuff. So they would make some delicious steak dinners, but they were health nuts too. So like the steak was super amazing, but then they'd have like potatoes with like no salt on it, and they would not keep salt on the table. So there's no way in hell I was going
to
ask for it.
Oh, you knew not to ask?
No, I mean, I could have, but I didn't want to.
And did you ever talk to your boyfriend and was like, dude, those potatoes?
I don't remember. It's like... almost 15 years ago.
It's so funny because my fiance would so be like, dude, those potatoes needed some salt or pepper. And I'd be like, why didn't you just ask? Like,
it's like I feel like
I didn't want to. Yeah, you should ask for me.
Right. Or there should just be like as a host, always keep salt and pepper nearby.
If there was, would you have used it?
Yes.
Oh, you would have. Okay. Yes. So you didn't want to ask, but you would actually use it. If it was on
the
table.
If it was on the table, I would have definitely grabbed it. Or if it was like a crowd, like, hey, can you pass me that? But I'm not. I would hang out at their house all the time when the parents weren't there because him and I had a similar schedule in the morning. So I knew where everything was, like kitchen-wise. So I'm like, I'm not going to get up and go get
it. I know you have salt, bitch.
They were like, maybe that's part of the reason why I keep such a snack buffet and like all these awesome treats, because they never had any food at their house to like just snack on.
It was always, when you're at that age too, it's like.
And we were like stoners at the time.
Oh, God.
So like, cool. We got a box of dry ass Triscuits.
Triscuits can be so dry. Ugh.
They're good, but like you want like a dip or something with them.
Yeah, or like cheese on
cream
it or
cheese,
something.
Yeah.
You need anything.
But
if not, they're like. It's like bark, kind of.
Yeah, like they're the kind of people that would like buy like a tiny little square of cheese for their dinner they were making that night. They would buy their groceries every day or every other day. And I'm like, why?
Why?
Like, my family would stock up the meals of like one day of shopping and like be stocked up for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, because then you have to go to the store every day.
I guess they didn't have a whole lot going on.
Yeah, or unless they didn't like know what they were going to eat that day.
Mm-hmm.
They choose the day of.
Yeah, just uppity white people, I guess. Rich white people. In place, like the question of being punctual. There's some countries and even states and stuff where you have to be super punctual. Otherwise, it's very rude. So in Venezuela, it's actually the norm to arrive about 10-15 minutes late for dinner, a dinner invitation.
Oh.
Being early for Venezuelans means that the person is either overly eager or greedy.
What?
Yeah. Americans are a stick. Kind of like, I can kind of see where that comes from, because if you think about it, like, oh, you know, we just went on a date. You have to wait like a day before you can text me or something, like that mentality.
Yeah, but to, like, show up early to something, it's like, oh, I'm just here early. The traffic wasn't as bad.
Or greedy, like, I want to eat all the food before anybody gets here. Americans are a stickler for punctuality, just like the Germans, South Koreans, and Japanese, unless you live in the Pacific Northwest or Hawaii.
I hear. Is that what it said?
No, that's my guess. That's what I'm vibing with.
I was like, I probably am one of the most, if only, punctual people in my friend group. Actually, me and one other girl. And everyone like gives us hella props for it. And they're like, you're the most punctual person I know. I'm like, what? Like, that's kind of sad. Like, I'm on time. Like, we, you know what I mean? Like, well, and then one of my older friends said, which she is very, very, like, she is an adult. You know, we're kind of fake adults. She's adult, got a big girl job, this, that, and the other. And she was like, I think it's really rude when people show up late because it means that you don't care about their time. Like, you don't respect their time. And I was like, oh my God. Maybe that's one thing. Not from TV, but in reality. And I was like, I will try never to be late ever, especially when I'm meeting up with you. Like, oh man.
Like, there's some people that, like, specifically I have to make sure I'm going to be on time for. But if it's something a little bit more casual, and I've learned why I'm the way I am, now that I've learned it, it's not an excuse. I've learned it and figured it out. So now I can start to try to reverse it. There's a thing, it's called ADHD paralysis or time paralysis. So if I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, I wake up and I am hanging out at 9 a.m. I can't do crap until I have to leave for my appointment.
Why are you still late for your appointment then?
Because then at the very last second, I'm like, oh no. Like, you kind of get this time blindness where like, oh no, yeah, definitely. I could definitely wash the dishes before I have to leave. So now it's definitely, I've been working on this for like the last year. It's like, no. You are allowed to do stuff before your appointment. You can do small little things because you feel like
you can do the dishes at 9.
Right. Like, you can do it. It's okay. Come on. You can. It's a lot of talking myself through it.
And so have you been more punctual this year?
I'm trying.
Is that a no?
Well, I don't really go out much. So that's why it's like I don't.
But like, I mean, even like to work or to like work, to pick up your little brother, or if you do ever meet up with friends or.
To work, I will say I've been a little bad lately just because it's been a struggle to like mentally get myself ready to go to work.
Is that different than the paralysis?
Yes. It's like the I have like this like sense of dread, like having to drive so far.
Oh.
So it's just like, oh God.
Like the getting in your car part?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Have you ever had that?
No, I don't. Maybe I'm just kind of burnt out of driving.
Yeah, because driving should be like, okay, well, I can like sit in the car and I can like listen to my music and get pumped up for the day.
And lately I haven't really even been listening to music, which is weird to me. Like, I can't get myself in the mood to listen to music.
What do you listen to anything?
I'll listen to like the little Am I the A-Hole podcast on YouTube and stuff.
Like, maybe that's something that gets you pumped up.
But it hasn't been getting me pumped up. It's kind of been making me more tired. I don't know if I've just been listening to too much of it that it's kind of now become like background lull.
Right. Maybe you should try something else to like, you know, I mean, even like freaking we get up so early. So it's not like I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to blast. Like I never wake up and I'm like, I need to blast my music now. But then I, you know, like whatever it is for you, then I'm like, oh, okay. This kind of gets me in a good mood though. Because I love it.
Do you want to know? So I actually did this morning and I'll do it every now and then randomly. And I used to do something like it a lot, like last year, where I try to distract myself in my head. Because my instinct is to like mess with something with my hand. So I'm like, don't play with your phone. Don't touch your phone. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, like, you can skip
when
the song.
When you're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's an impulse. Like, oh wait, no, don't touch your phone. So I play a game in my head. And the last one I've been doing, it's, do you know what the NATO phonetic alphabet is?
No.
I mentioned it a while ago, but I don't think you were here for that.
Oh.
That's why. The NATO phonetic alphabet is if, let's say, specifically like Army and stuff, if I have to give you, like over the phone or through radio or whatever, like, hey, I need to give you this code. Like, instead of saying like Sarah, S-A-R-A, you say the NATO phonetic alphabet so that way they can actually understand you. So it'd be Sierra Alpha Romeo Alpha.
Oh, okay. So you actually like use words from a different
there's a specific alphabet. So like if you've heard of like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, WTF. That was like the name of a movie that came out a while ago.
But that's
part of the alphabet.
Oh.
So I've been challenging myself while I'm driving to see if I know it all. Memorized.
Does this keep you awake or get you pumped up?
Surprisingly, it kept me awake this morning.
Okay. So did it pump you up to like get you in the car?
It pumped me up Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay, maybe you just need something like that every morning.
Something with the alphabet, because what I used to do is I would pick a topic, like let's say food, and I would have to come up with a food that starts with every letter of the alphabet. So A, you know, apple, B, bananas. But then I would, once I do it, I have to be more specific. Like, okay, you have to do non-fruit. You have to do dishes.
Oh, so you'd continue after you went through.
Mm-hmm. Or animals or band names or...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works, man. Whatever works to get you on time.
But it's funny because sometimes, not all the times, when I bring this up to people, I'm like, do you want to play right now? And so I've done that with, like, Danny. I'm like, A, I'm like, you got to give me this, or B. And it's really dumb, but I...
I
kind of love it. And so I think I am pretty much down. I think I got the native phonetic alphabet down now.
Wow. I hope for some reason you can like actually use that in real life.
I would love to use it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to learn Morse code just to say I can and to like see what if I get into an occasion where I need to do Morse code.
Yeah. Or maybe you should like learn a different language.
I'm actually thinking of learning. I really want to learn ASL.
Oh, okay, that'll be hard when you're driving, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, with one hand, I used to know the alphabet. I taught myself the alphabet once.
Yeah, but that's not something you can actually, like, listen to. I feel like you'd have to watch something to learn that.
Not in my car. I can't do this in my car.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of car things. Oh. Yeah.
Because I've been watching videos, like, I'll get a lot of them on my Facebook thing, and, like, I'll watch videos of different, like, words.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a girl teaching you how to do the words. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this won't be... it'd be dangerous to try to do this in the car.
Yeah, no. Especially the two-hand words. I could do the ones.
Yeah, please don't. Maybe learn like French or something.
Yeah, maybe French or Italian. I feel like that might be pretty like.
Yeah, because you know Spanish, so yeah. And then you could just like listen. That'll keep your mind intrigued, hopefully. Maybe. I mean,
if you guys have any suggestions.
Start with the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know the Spanish alphabet.
Yeah.
All right. Might be onto something there.
See? Okay. Sometimes I got an idea. I don't know if it's good, but...
But let us know if you guys have something from, like, a show that randomly stuck with you that you feel like you can't now do or you do, huh?
No fake plants for Vicky.
No. If there's a way to keep your brain occupied or if you've traveled the world and you've learned something that is weird in the United States or just completely different in a different country.
Yeah.
We did tease, before we get out of here... A big a big announcement.
We did.
So, we've been doing the broadcast for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have come and gone because either they've gone onto their jobs or they've moved for our job.
Right. Our schedules didn't work out.
Yeah, like Taryn's complete opposite schedule. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit. So, it wasn't like we had a bunch of people in the studios or offices where we could actually get, you know, other gals or broads in on this.
No one for a while.
Yeah, so it's just been Sarah and I. And,
yay.
Life is just, you know, a lot different than it was when we first started, you know. You are going to be a Mrs.
I was like
second mom, big sister.
I was like, what has changed? I'm like, that's pretty much only it. Still in BJ's basement.
Right. But just like a lot more things are going on. Like we're a little busier. Like, you know, it just... I feel like a lot of the dynamics changed at work and there's so many different little things that we don't really think of until you actually get a picture of many years ago.
Yeah, true.
So after talking and figured out like we are going to combine in a sense because the boys wanted to do a podcast, Danny and Joey. And so it was said, why don't you combine your efforts and create one super podcast?
Yeah. So when we had them on end of last year, you know, I think we all liked it. It's kind of a different vibe. It's, you know,
More voices.
They add kind of a different opinion. I mean, both of them kind of add a different opinion, whether I agree or want to punch them in the face sometimes.
Or a lot of times.
Yeah. It's still kind of fun to have, you know, that kind of aspect. And then there's more voices, like Vicky said. And if someone, you know, if someone can't do it 1 week or if two people even can't do it 1 week because of life or schedules or not feeling well or whatever, the podcast can still happen because there's going to be more people.
So we actually don't have a name for it yet. We are changing it because they're obviously not broads. There was only two broads for a very long time. Like it's time to step it up.
Ooh, okay.
It's like make it more of that. So we have some things cooking.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure we're obviously, I mean, Vicky and I will still be on it. So we're still broads and we're still going to talk about broad things and help you with any type of, you know, any questions or relationship issues about females, because we're obviously females still. Happy International Women's Day, by the way.
Yay. And I mean, we will have the boys' opinions. And that's the one thing. Like, I feel like Sarah and I are very either... We kind of think about this like it's about the same thing for the most part. Like, yeah, we can agree this person's an a-hole, or yeah, that makes sense, it's this way, or we're really, really different.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it'd be nice to get other inputs.
Right, right. And, you know, we tried to with other females, you know, in the past, which was great and amazing.
But there's nobody here. Yeah. Still, you know, yeah. A couple years after COVID, it's just us.
Yeah. So I think it'll be good to have different
voices
and opinions. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So next week we won't be here because
someone's going to be in Vegas getting ready for her wedding.
I will be there at this time next week. Oh my gosh, I could vomit with excitement and nerves. But yeah, then after that, we'll probably have hopefully a new name, a new game plan, and we'll obviously talk all about the wedding. But
as of now, it seems like we'll probably still be putting these out Wednesdays, but that may change.
Yes.
So we'll keep you guys in the loop.
Yes, we will. And I feel like, you know, we're probably going to still keep the same Instagram, but then once we have a new name, we'll change that. And yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So,
like, I miss having more voices.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the guys, I was going to say I love the guys. I guess I kind of love them. But, you know, they're fun. And I think we all kind of like bounce off of each other really well. And I think it'll be fun and probably so embarrassing for both of us at some points that one of them will be my brother, mm-hmm. you know, because
I'm just picturing your brother eye rolling all the when you say all the dirty things and all the things.
Oh, all the things. Years.
Well, his and I'm kind of hilarious.
I'm kind of hoping that I get like an inside scoop to his life because he doesn't like to tell his lame young sister things. So, yeah, it'll be a different dynamic. But I'm excited.
Yeah, we all are. And that way we will have a more consistent podcast.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like I said, if someone has to dip out, they'll still it will be very unlikely unless we're on vacation like next week, but that three of us will be gone. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yay.
We'll keep you guys posted. I hope you guys still listen. I hope you love it.
And if you guys have any comments, suggestions, ideas, feel free to shoot them our
topics
way.
Or anything, please. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
When I'm a wife. Bye. What?
So offering it or giving it to them. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Gifts that come in fours. The number four is associated with death.
Oh, you're right.
Straw sandals or shoes can also be mean that you want to part ways. In a green hat, green is considered lucky by some people, but it's the color because it's the color of money. But for Chinese people, a green hat means that the wife is being unfaithful.
Dude, there are a lot of little sneaky ways to either like break up with someone or tell someone you're cheating on them.
Right. This is interesting. Don't ask for salt when dining in Egypt.
But I love salty things.
I do too. I always want salt. Even if your food is perfectly salted, I love salt. Side note, they could also tell if you're American in other countries when you ask for ice. They don't put ice in their sodas, or they don't really drink soda with their meals like we do here. They drink wine or water, and their water never comes with ice, and so you have to ask for it. And if you're lucky,
that'd be tough for me because I love ice.
Same. Like, they'll give you a cube. I did that when I went once, and I'm like, okay, that's not
enough. They give you one cube.
It's hot out. I definitely want ice. Water is hot.
But that's so petty. They're like, okay, and just give you one. I love that.
It's like, why would we do that? But it's in many cultures like the United States, it's all right to ask for salt to add to your food. But if you're dining with friends and colleagues in Egypt, keep in mind to avoid asking for salt. It is taken as an insult to the host, as Egyptians take it to mean that you're repulsed by the taste of the meal served to you.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, some people do get offended if, like, you're at a homemade meal and you put salt or pepper on it.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, did I not season it enough?
I had a boyfriend when I was, like, 18. And his parents are, like, super rich, kind of waspy vibes. But, like, Pacific Northwest wasp.
So a little hippie.
A little bit, yeah. They got the what do they call it? The
polo?
The flannels and the...
Oh. They're probably really expensive flannels.
Yes. Very expensive, you know. Pacific Northwest crunchy vibe, but they love the really expensive stuff. So they would make some delicious steak dinners, but they were health nuts too. So like the steak was super amazing, but then they'd have like potatoes with like no salt on it, and they would not keep salt on the table. So there's no way in hell I was going
to
ask for
it. Oh, you knew not to ask?
No, I mean, I could have, but I didn't want to.
Did you ever talk to your boyfriend and was like, dude, That's potatoes.
I don't remember. It's like almost 15 years ago.
It's so funny because my fiance would so be like, dude, those potatoes needed some salt or pepper. And I'd be like, why didn't you just ask? Like,
it's like I feel like
I didn't want to. Yeah, you should ask for me.
Right. Or there should just be, like, as a host, always keep salt and pepper nearby.
If there was, would you have used it?
Yes.
Oh, you would have. Okay. Yes. So you didn't want to ask, but you would actually use it if it was on the table.
If it was on the table, I would have definitely grabbed it. Or if it was like a crumb, like, hey, can you pass me that? But I'm not. I would hang out at their house all the time when the parents weren't there because him and I had a similar schedule in the morning. So I knew where everything was, like, kitchen-wise. So I'm like, I'm not going to get up and go get
it. You're like, I know you have salt, bitch.
They were like, maybe that's part of the reason why I keep such a snack buffet and, like, all these awesome treats. Because they never had any food at their house to, like, just snack on.
It was always, and when you're at that age, too, it's like.
And we were, like, stoners at the time.
Oh, God.
So, like, cool. We got a box of dry-ass Triscuits.
Triscuits can be so dry. Ugh.
They're good. But, like, you want, like a dip or something with
them. Yeah, or, like, cheese on it.
Cream cheese, something. Yeah.
You need anything. But if not, they're, like. It's like bark, kind of.
Yeah, like they're the kind of people that would like buy like a tiny little square of cheese for their dinner they were making that night. They would buy their groceries every day or every other day. And I'm like, why?
Why?
Like, my family would stock up the meals of like one day of shopping and like be stocked up for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, because then you have to go to the store every day.
I guess they didn't have a whole lot going on.
Yeah, or unless they didn't like know what they were going to eat that day. Mm-hmm. They choose the day of.
Yeah, just uppity white people, I guess. Rich white people. In place, like the question of being punctual. There's some countries and even states and stuff where you have to be super punctual. Otherwise, it's very rude. So in Venezuela, it's actually the norm to arrive about 10-15 minutes late for dinner, a dinner invitation. Oh. Being early for Venezuelans means that the person is either overly eager or greedy.
What?
Yeah. Americans are a stick. Kind of like, I can kind of see where that comes from, because if you think about it, like, oh, you know, we just went on a date. You have to wait like a day before you can text me or something, like that mentality.
Yeah, but like show up early to something, it's like, oh, I'm just here early. The traffic wasn't as bad.
Or greedy, like I want to eat all the food before anybody gets here. Americans are a stickler for punctuality, just like the Germans, South Koreans, and Japanese, unless you live in the Pacific Northwest or Hawaii.
I hear. Is that what it said?
No, that's my guess. That's what I'm vibing with.
I was like, I probably am one of the most, if only, punctual people in my friend group. Actually, me and one other girl. And everyone like gives us hella props for it. And they're like, you're the most punctual person I know. I'm like, what? Like, that's kind of sad. Like, I'm on time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, and then one of my older friends said, which she is very, very, like, she is an adult. You know, we're kind of fake adults. She's adult, got a big girl job, this, that, and the other. And she was like, I think it's really rude when people show up late because it means that you don't care about their time. Like, you don't respect their time. And I was like, oh my God. Maybe that's one thing, not from TV, but in reality. And I was like, I will try never to be late ever, especially when I'm meeting up with you. Like, oh man.
Like, there's some people that, like, specifically, I have to make sure I'm going to be on time for. But if it's something a little bit more casual, and I've learned why I'm the way I am, now that I've learned it, it's not an excuse. I've learned it and figured it out. So now I can start to try to reverse it. There's a thing, it's called ADHD paralysis or time paralysis. So if I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, I wake up and I am hanging out at 9 a.m. I can't do crap until I have to leave for my appointment.
Why are you still late for your appointment then?
Because then at the very last second, I'm like, oh, no. Like, you kind of get this time blindness where like, oh, no, yeah, definitely. I could definitely wash the dishes before I have to leave. So now it's definitely, I've been working on this for like the last year. It's like, no. You are allowed to do stuff before your appointment. You can do small little things because you feel like
you can do the dishes at 9.
Right. Like, you can do it. It's okay. Come on. You can. It's a lot of talking myself through it.
And so have you been more punctual this year?
I'm trying.
Is that a no?
Well, I don't really go out much. So that's why it's like I don't.
But like, I mean, even like to work or pick up your little brother, or if you do ever meet up with friends or.
To work, I will say I've been a little bad lately just because it's been a struggle to like mentally get myself ready to go to work.
Is that like, different than the paralysis?
Yes. It's like the I have like this like sense of dread, like having to drive so far.
Oh.
So it's just like, oh, God.
Like the getting in your car part?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Have you ever had that?
No, I don't. Maybe I'm just kind of burnt out of driving.
Yeah, because driving should be like, okay, well, I can like sit in the car and I can like listen to my music and get pumped up for the day.
And lately I haven't really even been listening to music, which is weird to me. Like, I can't get myself in the mood to listen to music.
What do you listen to anything?
I'll listen to like the little Am I the A-Hole podcast on YouTube. Yeah, because I know
you
stuff.
Love a, like maybe that's something mm-hmm. that gets you pumped up.
But it hasn't been getting me pumped up. It's kind of been making me more tired. I don't know if I've just been listening to too much of it that yeah. it's kind of now become like background lull.
Right. Maybe you should try something mm-hmm. else to like, you know, I mean, even like freaking we get up so early. So it's not right. like I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to blast. Like I'm right. never, I never wake up and I'm like, I need to blast my music now. But then I, you know, like whatever it is for you, then I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. This kind of gets me in a good mood though. Mm-hmm. Because I love it.
Do you want to know? So I actually did this morning, and I'll do it every now and then randomly. And I used to do something like it a lot, like last year, where I try to distract myself in my head. Because my instinct is to like mess with something with my hand. So I'm like, don't play with your phone. Don't touch your phone. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, like, you can skip
when
the song.
When you're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's an impulse. Like, oh, wait, no, don't touch your phone. So I play a game in my head. And the last one I've been doing, it's, do you know what the NATO phonetic alphabet is?
No.
I mentioned it a while ago, but I don't think you were here for that.
Oh.
That's why. The NATO phonetic alphabet is if, let's say, specifically like Army and stuff, if I have to give you, like over the phone or through radio or whatever, like, hey, I need to give you this code. Like, instead of saying like Sarah, S-A-R-A, you say the NATO phonetic alphabet so that way they can actually understand you. So it'd be Sierra, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha.
Oh, okay. So you actually like use words from a different
yeah. That there's a specific alphabet. So like if you've heard of like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot,
yeah.
WTF. That was like the name of a movie that came out a while ago.
But that is
that's part of the alphabet.
Oh.
So I've been challenging myself while I'm driving to see if I know it all. Memorize.
Does this keep you awake or get you pumped up?
Surprisingly, it kept me awake this morning.
Okay. So did it pump you up to like get you in the car?
It pumped me up. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay. Maybe you just need something like that every morning.
Something with the alphabet, because what I used to do is I would pick a topic, like let's say food, and I would have to come up with a food that starts with every letter of the alphabet. So A, you know, apple, B, bananas. But then once I do it, I have to be more specific. Like, okay, you have to do non-fruits. You have to do dishes.
Oh, so you'd continue mm-hmm. after you went through.
Mm-hmm. Or animals or band names or...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works, man. Whatever works to get you on time.
But it's funny because sometimes, not all the times, when I bring this up to people, I'm like, do you want to play right now? And so I've done that with like Danny. I'm like, A, I'm like, you got to give me this, or B, and it's really dumb, but I
love it.
I kind of love it. And so I think I am pretty much down. I think I got the NATO phonetic alphabet down now.
Wow. I hope for some reason you can like actually use that
I
in real life.
To use it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to learn Morse code just to say I can and to like see what if I get into an occasion where I need to do Morse code.
Yeah. Or maybe you should like learn a different language.
I'm actually thinking of learning. I really want to learn ASL.
Oh, okay, that'll be hard when you're driving, but... Yeah.
Well, I mean, with one hand, I used to know the alphabet. I taught myself the alphabet once.
Yeah, but that's not something you can actually, like, listen to. But I feel like you'd have to watch something to learn that.
Well, not in my car. I can't do this in my car.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of car things. Oh. Yeah.
Because I've been watching videos, like, I'll get a lot of them on my Facebook thing, and, like, I'll watch videos of different, like, words.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a girl teaching you how to do the words. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this won't be, it'd be dangerous to try to do this in the car.
Yeah, no, especially the two hand words. I could do the ones.
Yeah, please don't. Maybe learn like
sorry.
French or something.
Yeah, maybe French or Italian. I feel like that might be pretty like.
Yeah, because you know Spanish. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And then you could just like listen. That'll keep your mind intrigued, hopefully. Maybe. I mean,
if you guys have any suggestions.
Start with the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know the Spanish alphabet.
Yeah.
All right. Might be onto something there.
See? Okay. Sometimes I got an idea. I don't know if it's good, but...
But let us know if you guys have something from, like, a show that randomly stuck with you that you feel like you can't now do or you do, huh?
No fake plants for Vicky.
No. If there's a way to keep your brain occupied or if you've traveled the world and you've learned something that is weird in the United States or just completely different in a different country.
Yeah.
We did tease before we get out of here.
Woo!
a big announcement.
We did.
So, we've been doing the broadcast for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have come and gone because either they've gone onto their jobs or they've moved for our job.
Right. Our schedules didn't work out.
Yeah, like Taryn's complete opposite schedule. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit. So it wasn't like we had a bunch of people in these studios or offices where we could actually get, you know, other gals or broads in on this.
Yeah, no one for a while.
Yeah, so it's just been Sarah and I. And,
yay.
Life is just, you know, a lot different than it was when we first started, you know. You are going to be a Mrs.
I was like
second mom, big sister.
I was like, what has changed? I'm like, that's pretty much only it. Still in BJ's basement.
Right. But just like a lot more things are going on. Like we're a little busier. Like, you know, it just, I feel like a lot of the dynamics changed at work. And it's, there's so many different little things that we don't really think of until you actually get a picture of many years ago.
Yeah, true.
So after talking and figured out, like, we are going to combine, in a sense, because the boys wanted to do a podcast, Danny and Joey. And so it was said, why don't you combine your efforts and create one super podcast?
Yeah. So when we had them on end of last year, you know, I think we all liked it. It's kind of a different vibe. It's, you know,
More voices.
They add kind of a different opinion. I mean, both of them kind of add a different opinion, whether I agree or want to punch them in the face sometimes.
Or a lot of times.
Yeah. It's still kind of fun to have, you know, that kind of aspect. And then there's more voices, like Vicky said. And if someone, you know, if someone can't do it one week, or if two people even can't do it one week because of life or schedules or not feeling well or whatever, the podcast can still happen because there's going to be more people.
So we actually don't have a name for it yet. We are changing it because they're obviously not broads. There was only two broads for a very long time. Like, it's time to step it up.
Ooh, okay.
It's like, make it more of that. So we have some things cooking.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure we're obviously, I mean, Vicky and I will still be on it. So we're still broads and we're still going to talk about broad things and help you with any type of, you know, any questions or relationship issues about females, because we're obviously females still. Happy International Women's Day, by the way.
And I mean, we will have the boys' opinions. And that's the one thing. Like, I feel like Sarah and I are very either... We kind of think about this like it's about the same thing for the most part. Like, yeah, we can agree this person's an a-hole, or yeah, that makes sense, it's this way, or we're really, really different.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it'd be nice to get other inputs.
Right, right. And, you know, we tried to with other females, you know, in the past, which was great and amazing.
But there's nobody here still, you know, a couple years after COVID, it's just us.
Yeah. So I think it'll be good to have different
voices
and opinions. So next week we won't be here because
someone's going to be in Vegas getting ready for her wedding.
I will be there at this time next week. Oh my gosh, I could vomit with excitement and nerves. But yeah, then after that, we'll probably have hopefully a new name, a new game plan, and we'll obviously talk all about the wedding. But
as of now, it seems like we'll probably still be putting these out Wednesdays, but that may change.
Yes.
So we'll keep you guys in the loop.
Yes, we will. And I feel like, you know, we're probably going to still keep the same Instagram, but then once we have a new name, we'll change that. And yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So,
like, I miss having more voices.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the guys, I was going to say I love the guys. I guess I kind of love them. But, you know, they're fun. And I think we all kind of, like, bounce off of each other really well. And I think it'll be fun and probably so embarrassing for both of us at some points that one of them will be my brother, you know, because
I'm just picturing your brother eye rolling all the when you say all the dirty things and all the things.
Oh, all the things.
Well, and his face is hilarious.
I'm kind of hoping that I get like an inside scoop to his life because he doesn't like to tell his lame young sister things. So, yeah, it'll be a different dynamic, but I'm excited.
Yeah, we all are. And that way we will have a more consistent podcast.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like I said, if someone has to dip out, they'll still, I mean, it will be very unlikely unless we're on vacation like next week, but that three of us will be gone. So,
right.
Yeah. We'll keep you guys posted. I hope you guys still listen. I hope you love it.
And if you guys have any comments, suggestions, ideas, feel free to shoot them our
way. Topics or anything, please. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
When I'm a wife.
Bye.